This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you had to pick a healthcare story that's been dominating headlines the past couple of months, high drug prices would be a really good contender. And not just the EpiPen price spike we've been talking about the past week or two. Drugs for malaria, hepatitis C, HIV, all of them have seen sharply rising prices as well. In response and because politics, today Hillary Clinton announced a plan to go after drug companies that jack up prices on some of those critical drugs. Although, with the American drug market being what it is, it's unclear how much her plan can actually get done. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
At first glance, it may sound like Hillary Clinton's plan today is an attempt to tackle drug prices overall. It's not. Clinton economic policy advisor Mike Shapiro says it's to go after an insidious problem where a subset of drug makers crank up prices on generics just because they can.
So what the plan is trying to do today is to figure out when there is an unjustified price increase and give the government a set of forceful new tools.
New tools like the ability to import drugs or levy fines against companies that raise prices astronomically.
The Clinton plan, so far from where we need to be, that it's just not credible.
Harvard economist Amitabh Chandra thinks this particular proposal does more to inspire Clinton's base than tackle the root of the problem. There's enormous public support from the public to let Medicare negotiate prices, 83% according to a recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll. Clinton endorsed the concept last fall. Right now, pharmaceutical companies benefit from the fact that their biggest drug buyer in the market is banned by law from negotiating prices. That buyer, the United States government. Medicare and Medicaid are drug companies' cash cow. Now, if, and it's a big if, the President and Congress allow the government to negotiate with drug companies, it could set a new standard price, a lower price that would extend to the private market too. Chandra says it's a nice theory, but as long as Medicare is required to cover virtually every drug, we won't make progress.
We always say, let's get the government involved in the negotiation. But what that misses again and again is that is only going to get us lower prices if government can walk away from things.
Chandra says the dilemma we must face is that if we want lower prices, we can't have it all. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.